Sculptor Bunak Tomabong is melting aluminum using a welding torch in his garage-turned-studio behind his house in Swisher. He's shaping the resulting pools of metal into the beak and head of a goldfinch, the first part of a huge sculpture that will hang from the ceiling of the baggage claim area of the Des Moines International Airport.
When it's finished, it's a bird with its wings spread open, flying across the sky with a smoke trail behind it, and the smoke trail will be of a couple of different colors toward the pastel primary color end. And the bird itself will, of course, be kind of golden colored.
The soaring bird will be 18 feet long with a 12-foot wingspan. The vapor trail behind it will add another 20 feet. Tomavong's design concept won the commission for this piece of public art awarded by Metro Arts Alliance of Des Moines. The group was looking for something with an aviation theme, but it also wanted a sculpture the public could help create. So Tomabong is bringing the goldfinch to the Des Moines Art Festival later this month.
What I will do is allow them to do kind of a Jackson Pollock-style painting all over it, drip paint and all that kind of stuff, build up a texture. I'll take that back to my studio, and then I'll do an overcoat of yellow on it. So the head will be kind of blackish, and then the overcoat of yellow will cover all of the textures that kind of come through from the participants.
Tomabong was 3 years old when his family escaped communist-controlled Laos in 1983. They crossed the Mekong River into Thailand and sat in a refugee camp for about 6 months. The Presbyterian Church helped bring them to the U.S., first placing them in Wichita. But Tomabong's father wanted to live somewhere that reminded him more of home.
They farmed a lot of rice, so he knew about rice paddies and the farm culture. And in Iowa, the first thing he saw was field after field of corn, and he figured, well, it's not rice, but it'll do.
They settled in Cedar Falls when Tomabong was in third grade. From an early age, he displayed a talent for art.
Since I could hold a pencil in my hand, I was always painting or something, and I was kind of a little bit of a child prodigy. I was doing portraits and stuff when I was about 10, and they were pretty realistic, and I had neighbors and stuff requesting portraits and things from me.
He studied at UNI, which is where he met his wife, who is also an artist, and where he grew interested in sculpting. He went on to grad school, hoping to one day make a full-time career out of his creative work. But the ups and downs of seeking art projects that pay is a tough business.
They give a request for qualifications, show you a budget, give the basic theme, let you know what the site's going to look like, and you come up with a concept, go pitch it, cross your fingers, hope they love you, and even if they do, they may not pick you.
So for now, he holds down a day job, assembles the sculptures at night, and sleeps very little. This exhausting lifestyle has not dimmed his ultimate dream.
What I want to make sure is that my artwork is available for everybody, that it gets put in places that aren't just the high-end, high-rise condo, but places like Green Square Park in Cedar Rapids or the Ped Mall in Iowa City, where it can be experienced by as many people as possible.
Travelers through the Des Moines International Airport will be able to experience his work beginning in October. In Swisher, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.